Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll tell you this, I didn't see that coming. Very, very horrific allegations against Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, right.
And right. I read a lot about this. I read about what the woman is accusing he did and said.
Well, isn't she accusing him of rape?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, which is horrific, obviously. Well. And other things that may have happened during this. I've read what Porzingis' people have said, that this is extortion, that it's not true. I've read what did Mark Cuban and the Mavericks know, and when did they know it? Mm-hmm. Did the Knicks tell them?
Apparently the Knicks know for a while this was going down, right?
Well,
didn't they know this for a while?
I don't know if they knew extortion or they knew exactly what he was being accused of.
Okay.
And here's the bottom line. I think we should learn this from a lot of other news stories that have happened. It's very fair to say, I don't know.
You don't know.
And you don't know.
No, we don't know.
And none of us know.
You never know. You don't know.
Because obviously, if these allegations are true, they're horrific and they're heinous and they're disgusting, and this guy should go to jail. But I don't know if they're true. I can't just assume the girl is making it up. I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea.
And if she is, that's horrible for Porzingis. But I don't know. And that was what I kept thinking about as I read all of these things. I don't know what the truth is. Hopefully, we will know the truth. And justice will be served. That's what you have to hope for.
Yeah.
But as we sit here today, I'm certainly floored, and there's a pit in my stomach because the things that he's accused of doing are awful.
Yeah.
They're beyond awful.
I didn't see all the different things, but I mean, just the one thing alone stands alone. That's enough right
there. Of course it is.
I mean, you know, that's beyond awful, obviously. Look, I don't know. What did the Knicks really know? I don't know the answer to that either. But you know what? You made a good point off the air, and you're 100% right about it. You know, with all this stuff swirling around Porzingis, the Knicks, the best thing they could have done was get rid of him. To be honest, and you basically said that off the air, and I completely agree with
because
that.
Because
it's the best thing they could have done.
You're going to follow the story, and you're going to hope justice is served.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, he's not on your team from a sports aspect.
Right.
It's not something that you have to think
about. It's
not going
to follow him around and follow the franchise around now.
Right.
Until one way or the other, it's straightened out.
And I don't know
if it ever really is straightened out.
Sure. I don't know what they knew and who they believe and what they think. All I know is that they traded him, shockingly, to the Dallas Mavericks. And I said this at the time, and I'll say it today, Dennis Smith Jr. or not, I like what it gives them the option to do in the future.
Sure.
Not just signing free agents.
Right. No doubt about it.
I like the ability to have cap room.
They got draft
picks having
back.
Assets.
They got draft picks back in the deal. Which is something that you would never. Usually, it's going the other way when you're talking about a Knick deal.
Sure.
So, we'll see. We'll see what comes out. We will.
It's just, I think sometimes we have this reaction where we want to give our opinion. She's lying, or he's this.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea, and I think we should have seen over the last few months and years, really, but few months specifically, that. We don't really know.
We don't know.
And we have to wait and find out. All I can hope for, like anything, is that justice will be served. If he did these heinous things,
then
the man should go to prison.
Yes. If they really did happen.
If none of it happened, then she should be held accountable.
Right. If she's just after him to, you know, get money out of him. Who knows? You don't know.
But I don't know. And none of us know. So we'll see how this transpires. But when I read that this weekend, I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see that coming.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.